Today on the Wind City Sports Podcast, we're doing something a little bit different to get you through the quarantine. Join me, Drake DeMore, and my brother Darren as we get you through these tough times.
Hello, how you doing? It's Zach Cassie.
Adam Henrique.
Joe Siddle. Tom Crawford.
Todd Warner.
Brett Romberg.
TJ Laramie. And
holy Mackinac, you're listening to Wind City Sports.
What up, everybody? My name is Drake DeMore, and thank you for streaming and downloading this episode of the Wind City Sports Podcast, Windsor's only local sports radio show and podcast. The radio show airs live on CJM 99.1 FM every Thursday at 12:30 in Windsor and Detroit, and replays on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. You can catch every single episode of the Wind City Sports Podcast wherever you're listening to it right now. Of course, on windcitysports.com, Spotify, and any podcast platform. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Wind City underscore sports. We also have a YouTube page, exclusive YouTube channel with some exclusives on there. But we'll talk all about that at the end of the show, as we normally do. But today, I don't even know what day it is, April 9th, 2020, and it's going to be episode 190 of Wind City Sports. And we're going to get right into it. There's not a lot to talk about, not a lot of news for the beginning or end of the show, which is why I'm sitting in the driveway with man that needs no introduction, my brother, Darren Amore. Welcome back, man.
Hello, Wind City fans.
So, if you don't know who this guy is, I think you're the record holder for most appearances on the show, even before this.
Really?
Definitely.
I need like a plaque or something for that.
Mm-hmm. It's an award-winning show. It has been a while. Last time you were here is when you came back from TriStar. But like originally we did one at the beginning just to, because I needed one, and then it was so long, I ended up splitting it into two. And then you were with Patrick and
J-Bell.
So I think there's one. So we split that into, so there's three, four, five, there's six episodes, and now seven. You on it? So pretty much, like, to be honest, like, I have a couple of interviews racked up, and I have one scheduled tomorrow, and it's tough to get people to do this, and like, given the circumstances, it's weird what's going on right now. Even like
don't want to do interviews.
It seems like it. I mean, not like put anyone on blast, but like, you know, you just don't. I'm not hearing back from a lot of people right now. A lot of people, oh, I don't know, we'll see. And like, usually with people in Windsor, I'd rather like try and meet up with them before we do the phone. So there's people that I'm like, I don't even want to ask because of what's going on, you know? A lot of people just want, and then that being said,
stressful time.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, hey man, I'm doing nothing. If you're doing nothing,
yeah,
you know what I'm
saying?
Might
as well put yourself out
there. Oh, of course. That's what I mean. And then like now it's like maybe a good time to hit people that I can't link up with. But that being said, it's just there's a lot of people in Windsor and I don't want to just do phone right away. Like, we're stuck to it though, right? So I have to.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got my caramel macchiato.
What about Zoom? You can just do it over Zoom with people.
I guess, but in reality, I just want to meet up with them.
Yeah.
Well,
so you're doing most of your interviews by like in person now?
No, but I would like to, like, especially if they're in Windsor, you know what I mean? I'd rather say like, hey, if you can meet, and if you don't want to, then we can do it by phone. But like, obviously I can't meet anyone right now.
What do you got there? A caramel macchiato?
Macchiato from Tim Hortons. My favorite, man.
It's your favorite?
You don't like them?
Never had one.
You want to try it?
No, I'm all right.
An espresso. So yeah, obviously this is crazy shit going on right now, but
yeah,
you got a pretty unique way. I'm trying to keep busy. Everyone's trying to keep busy. So that's one thing. Like this on Wind City Sports lately, I've been trying to like make it not about COVID-19 crisis, whatever you want, whatever. You know what I mean? Just trying, but like, you know, and that being said, with my guest tomorrow and going forward, and even last week with Cole Prabhu from the Spitfires, I'm like, that's what I mean. I was like, you must be stuck at home. The season's done. Let's talk. And then I'm like, what are you doing to keep busy? You know, so.
Is that one already out?
Yeah. What are you doing?
What is he doing to keep busy?
Just chilling with his family. Like, everyone's different too, right? You got to consider.
Is he from Windsor?
No, you got to consider he's from Toronto.
So he went back to Toronto?
Yeah, went back to Oakville. And his brother also plays in the OHL. So, like, his family is apart you know, the hockey season. So now it's, for some people, it's probably good to go home and, you know, be with family. His dad, he says dad works in the States or something, so anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about.
I'm sure a lot of people are ecstatic they don't have to do anything. That's just because they're lazy.
Well, everyone, that's what I mean. Everyone comes from a different perspective, I suppose. Like I said, I'm kind of in between. I kind of think it's sick, but I want everything to go back to normal so that I can do stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Like for me, I just got to a point where I built like a good client roster, I had a good following, I had, you know, a lot of things going on, and just in one day, that's just all taken away. So just trying to find different ways to keep myself engaged with people and keep people engaged in what I'm doing, and hopefully when this all blows over and I'll still have that same client roster to work with.
Are people as receptive to it as you are putting it out there?
Maybe. Well, it's the same kind of thing, right? Yeah. I think like some people are really worried about their future, so they're just get their heads not really into training right now, which I understand, but I think eventually that will plateau and everyone will kind of come to terms with everything. So right now it's definitely a lot less than before, but just trying to build it up again, and it is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all you can really do, but like you've been doing these videos and stuff on Facebook and stuff, people have been, obviously, like you said, everyone's different, but some people are like, is anyone like, thank God, you know?
Yeah, no, a lot of people are liking it. It's kind of hard on, because obviously I'm not very good at the online stuff, but this situation forces me to learn those skills and like what you're helping me with.
Yeah.
And so there's always an opportunity you can take out of this chaos, right? So I can sit around and get fat and get pissed about it, or I can do something about it. So that's what I'm going to do.
Like I said, I'm kind of in the middle because, like, kind of sitting around doing nothing sounds kind of sweet, but then you get bored, right? That's why I got myself a bike. Like, I'm just trying to do, like normally in my life, like, if I go to the gym at all, aside from that, I just do jiu-jitsu and hockey, right? So I'm like, all right, I want to get on the bike to, A, kill time, B, go, you know, roam around the neighborhood, and C, get a good exercise in,
yeah,
work on my legs and shit, right? Help my legs for hockey. That's why, and even here doing workouts, been doing a lot of squats and stuff, and then
squat, bro.
Yeah, and then you know, if I need a rest day, then I just do upper body. But normally, it's not stuff that I would ever care about. You know what I mean? I would just go to jits and
yeah, exactly. You got to adapt to it, right?
Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like, I'm trying to focus on different stuff while we have this time.
Yeah. But for me, like, my girlfriend's been going crazy because I'm fucking hyper, right? Like, if I'm not doing something all day and expending energy like I usually am, yeah, I'm fucking hyper and I'm annoying, and so I gotta find ways to fucking burn some energy. So, but the videos and stuff like that and creating content, that's not even like burn energy, just like keep your mind stimulated, because when your mind's not stimulating, at least me, I start getting all crazy and heads going everywhere. So that's what, just to have something to work towards is super important, having something to work towards.
Yeah. And that's productive, still doing it on the, like, the computer shit. That's what I do all the time, right? That's what most of it I've been doing since this all started. I was like, okay, all those videos you see online, if anyone actually listens to this, that's what I mean. I just started making it, like, anything that came to mind, just did it right away, doing stuff for my friends, if it, you know, like, just
there's always something videos. You can do.
Yeah. And then obviously trying to work out at home can be difficult, at least for me. Like, and depending on the person, like, it depends on what you have necessity wise. You set it up pretty good here, but like you said, just like exerting energy, like I would rather put it into hockey. Or I was thinking today, like, I don't think about how long, like, when I'm rolling, I don't think like, okay, fuck, still got like 5 minutes to go or whatever, until the end. But I'm like, shit, we must be almost done.
That's because when you're doing an activity, you get into a flow state. So I'm reading this book right now. It's called Flow. It's by this guy. He's got a really hard last name to pronounce, but part of his last name is his first name. I'll probably butcher it, but his name is Mihai Meshechet Mihai. That's how his name. You can look him up.
It's just me.
It's just about like how people in various professions and activities and whatnot get into a state of flow, and how to keep that state of flow and how to use it to your advantage. So like usually when you're doing an activity, rather you're playing a sport or you know you're doing archery, there's examples with like surgeons, how surgeons just like they lose track of time because they're so focused on what they're doing. So I'm probably doing a horrible job explaining it, but yeah, when you're doing an activity, it's a lot easier to lose your sense of time because you're enjoying it. For most people, when you're working out, it's hard to get into that flow state because most people don't want to work out.
Yeah.
Unless they have something to work out for, you know. So for me, I like to work out just substitute or to help with my sport. And that's what kind of gives me the motivation. So normal people on every day probably don't have that motivation. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I mean. I just want to work out because I know it's good for you. You know what I mean? Mm. So
which everyone should. Yeah. But to get that across to people is kind of tough, right? To me, I think the best way to get into shape and to stay in shape is play a sport.
Exactly.
Because you're having fun. And then you can, like I said, you can do your exercise, your workouts, your strength workout, or your endurance workouts to help you in your sport and make you better in your sport. So, and you don't have to do it every day. Like if I'm training, I'm lifting like 2 times a week.
Yeah.
Because I'm training like 2 times a day, right? So I don't need to lift any more than that. I'm just doing it to, like I said, help mm-hmm. me in my sport.
Yeah.
But now
I can't.
It's like, yeah, now it's kind of different, right? But I'm still gonna be lifting and doing everything that I can do to again, because one day I'm gonna be able to go walk into the gym again and get on the mat again, right? Sooner than later or whenever, you know, we're able to. Oh. So right now the way I'm looking at it, and which this is what I think, how I think other people should look at it as well, especially if you're a grappler, because in grappling you never really have an off season, right? Or MMA, there's really never an off season unless you're a wrestler. So I'm looking at this as an off season. I'm just gonna try and get as strong as I possibly can, get as fast as I possibly can, so when I do step up back on the mat, I'm in way better shape than mm-hmm. I was before, and I make gains. Like with other people in other sports, other athletes, I've worked out alongside other athletes in other sports, and they're killing it every like 3 times a week, and I'm trying to keep up with them, and I can't because I'm training that night or before that workout, you know. So it's my body's not getting the opportunity to recover, which when they're in their off season, that's when they're doing that. And then when they get into their season again, they're in good shape and ready to go, right?
Mm-hmm, so yeah, sure.
That's the way I'm looking at this, and it's probably the best case, best way to look at something like this.
So. Yeah, 100%. I mean, I would agree. It can be tough for sure. So that's why it's good that you're putting stuff out there for people, you know what I mean?
Yeah, thanks.
You know? And it keeps you busy, and it kind of reflects off the people that are going to be using it, right? So
yeah, I hope people get something out of it at least. And you know, if anyone has any questions or anything like that or requests, then just send me a DM on Instagram or Facebook, and I'd love to make some videos according to what you're looking for.
Yeah, you can do, like you said, even doing some requests and shit like that. Like you can do any, like we have time and power right now, really. Mm. At least for stuff like that, because we have all the time in the world and nothing else. That's why I'm like, fuck, why not work out? I've worked out almost every day since this started, except for like,
why wouldn't
WrestleMania weekend?
I think a lot of people are doing that actually, because like you see on Instagram and all that, the push-up challenges and the don't be lazy challenges. Stuff. And it makes sense because people, I think now more than ever too, like physical exercise is probably more popular than ever.
Yeah, for sure.
Just the awareness about it.
Obviously, like in the 80s and shit, there was those like fitness people, but I don't think it was ever as big as it has
been. No, it's not the same thing, because I think in the 80s was more of like just bodybuilding and stuff like that. And that's totally a different thing. If you look at an athlete and look at a bodybuilder, they don't have that same
mm-hmm.
physique, right? Because it's just not suitable for their sport. Like I said, they're working out for their sport. Not to hate on bodybuilding, but and I'm sure it takes a lot of skill and dedication, obviously, to be a bodybuilder, but it's not necessarily the the best athletic form that you want in other sports. So.
Mm-hmm. Sucks that there is no sports, though.
Well, there's still UFC.
That's what I was going to say. That's the only thing that we can possibly talk about.
I just posted something on my Instagram. It's like a quote from Dana White. Like, he's a beast, man. To get that done is unbelievable. Same with Vince McMahon. Just amazing. Like, they're just great, great business minds. Great business minds.
I read that UFC this weekend is going to be at like a private island or something.
Yeah, that's what Dana White said. He said he secured a private island and he's going to do all of his fights. Like, he's going to continue all of his fights on the private island, which
Oh, damn.
Dude, that's until beef, like, man.
Until further notice?
Yeah, until... Well, yeah, I guess.
Like, given, like, you know, given...
all his international fights, I think he's doing on the private island. And then he's got wherever else he's doing the other fights, but still.
Where they were already originally booked?
Yeah, but he's not telling anyone. Because he doesn't want people to complain and then...
Oh, where it is?
Yeah, I'm not telling anybody.
So that's what I thought, like, the wrestling was. I know, like, the WWE one was at the WWE thing in Florida, but the other one, I thought it was just, like, a disclosed location so that they didn't, you know, have to say what studio it was at or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, undisclosed location.
It's a crazy time, though, man. But, yeah, at least we got that.
But I think it's easier for things like UFC to go on because there's only three guys, two guys and a ref. Or two guys competing against each other and a ref, but when you're talking NHL and NFL and MLB and everything, you got like 30 players on each team playing against each other.
Like, crowd excluded, it's still in still a violation lot more people, or whatever. Yeah. Right?
So that's why I think it's not that it's easier for them to get that going together, but just more doable.
And at least I don't know what UFC is going to be doing. Well, they already did one. They did the one in Brazil. Like, without a crowd and stuff. They pulled that off. But WWE and stuff like that, like, they were filming stuff, too. So they must do it, like I said, in, like, groups.
Yeah.
To keep the numbers down. So they probably have fighters, you know, X amount of fighters come in and come out at a certain time and then cycle them through so that they can keep the fights going. But, at any given time, there's probably no more than X amount of people in the building, right? Mm-hmm. And that's how they get away with it. But... there are still some pretty big fights coming up, and even the main event this weekend's been fucking changing all the time. But who do you got?
For UFC next week? I think Tony Ferguson.
Yeah, for sure.
Tony Ferguson versus Gaethje.
I thought he was supposed to fight Conor McGregor.
No, it's Ferguson versus Gaethje now.
Yeah, why did they switch it? Or why did he...
I don't know. I don't think the McGregor was ever official, but...
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
They put in Gaethje in there. I think... I don't know, like... I think that Gaethje can definitely hurt Ferguson, but without a camp and without being prepared for this, I think Ferguson's just too much. He's just going to weather the storm from Gaethje early and then be able to last and put him away in the later... part of the fight, I think.
Mm-hmm. You think it's affecting, like, what's going on is affecting them? Because, like, I know they're probably still training and shit. But, like, everything is, like, something has got to be limited, like, sources, like, something's, something's changed.
Yeah, I think in the major camps, like, you're only training if you have a fight scheduled, and obviously you can't train with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of fighters will train with all kinds of different partners, right? So now they can't bring anybody in. Nobody can travel. So just that definitely the preparation is...
just how different life is. Like, you can't do it. Yeah. Everything that you used to, you know?
But for that fight specifically, they were already preparing prior to all this, all these social distance restrictions and stuff, so...
In regards to, like, their training and shit?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure it'll be different, but thank God, like, dude, we need some entertainment, you know?
Yeah.
Like, on a Saturday night... there's absolutely nothing going on. Like, it sucks. So to have a fight, an amazing fight card to be put on is a godsend, man. Thank you, Dana White.
Who else on the card? I forget right now.
You got Uriah Hall fighting Jacare, which is a great fight. Classic striker versus grappling grappler matchup. Who else we got? You got Gaethje Ferguson. I think there's a women's title fight. Rose Namajunas versus I think Jessica Andrade. Women's title fight, the cool main event. I think Jeremy Stevens is fighting.
Yeah,
someone.
That's right. Yeah, I think so. Because like if I go down, it sometimes there's people I don't know, and I'm trying to think of the guys that I know stick out to me. Uh-huh. Give me some predictions so I can put some money on it and make it.
Oh, dude, I don't know. I wouldn't listen to a word I said, but.
Well, I don't think that.
I haven't seen the odds yet. I haven't seen the odds yet. But I'm going to say that definitely Ferguson's a favorite for that fight. I'm going to say probably Jacare. I'd probably put money on Jacare, to be honest.
Yeah. That's kind of a tight one, though, for betting, I'd say. I think that's like, I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't, like I said, I haven't looked at the odds yet, but if I were to guess, I would say that Jacare is a favorite for that one.
We need some upsets. That's what we need.
Yeah, something crazy.
We need some upsets so we can put a nice ticket on it. Yeah. You got to bet for the underdogs to make any money, right? So, like, who do you think is, like, everyone's
good, a good underdog to bet on?
Yeah, like, no matter what, like, part of the car that they're at, it's just, like, you know, everyone thinks of this person.
If Jeremy Stevens is an underdog, I'd always bet on him.
Yeah.
Always. Although I did lose money on his last fight.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, if Raya... Twice. Varaya is the underdog, then.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you never
you
know.
Could, yeah, you I'm could like, bet on him, but... I just think Jacare is slightly more well-rounded than him, given the grappling pedigree, and he has, obviously, some really good stand-up fighting now as well. He's hurt a lot of people standing up. He knocked Chris Weidman out. So I think I'll give the edge to Jacare in that one. But if you're a gambling man, put your money on the underdog.
All right.
I'm gonna take those two picks for sure, Jacare and Tony Ferguson. And if, like I said, if Stevenson is an underdog, which he might be, I forget who he's fighting. But I would definitely bet on Stevenson. You can never count him out. And you can never really count Gaethje out too. I don't know if you've ever seen him fight before, but
I don't know. That's I don't really know the guy. So if I've seen him, I don't know. I don't realize I've seen him fight or something. You know?
Yeah, it's hard to count this guy out. He's really good, but
it's the last minute thing too.
I think
like he's
Ferguson.
super underdog. I know that for sure. I looked at it not too long ago.
Yeah, you gotta expect that. Right?
Yeah,
but I think Tony Ferguson is just
I think it's
basically kind of he's too much for anybody in the division. So
yeah,
I just wanted to see that Khabib and
it's a shame that doesn't happen.
Five times now, fell through five times. That's crazy.
It will never happen.
I hope not.
Given the history, history repeats itself.
Five times in a row.
Five times.
Crazy.
Well, I was going to call Cedric and see what his predictions were and see how he was keeping busy with boxing. He's doing.
Call him up on the phone right now.
Call him, because he said later, but that was literally as we were talking.
I'm going to call him up right now.
See what's good. Put it on speaker.
Let's see.
Just say what up to him and then that's it.
What up there?
Yo, what up, what up? You're live on the air with Wind City Sports right now.
Live on the air with Wind City Sports.
not live, but we're recording a podcast, Drake and I. We wanted to get your predictions on UFC on the UFC fights coming up.
Right in the middle of training the boxes right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want me to call back?
Yes, please. Let's do 6:15 exactly.
6:15 exactly. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's why I was just...
All right. 6:15 it is, man. Mm-hmm. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Talk to you in a minute. Later, Seth.
I don't know if that'll happen or not.
For sure not.
Yeah. Well, there it is. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, I think that's it. I'm on Facebook as Darren.DeMoreBJJ on my Facebook page, and then Instagram is Darren.DeMore. Throw me a follow if you want to see some grappling clips and workout clips to do while you're at home during this quarantine stuff, and that's it. Get some.
Get some. Quarantation is real, man. It sucks, but we have no news. We have nothing to talk about. We have some more interviews coming up in the next few weeks. So thanks for bearing with us. I guess we do have one piece of news that I want to get out of the way. It's nothing positive, that's for sure. But I want to give our condolences to the family of Leonard Skinner, who recently passed away earlier this week. He was a close friend of the family. And fittingly enough, he was a former CFL player and horse racer. He was an avid racer. So he earned his spot here in the Windsor Essex Sports Hall of Fame. And long life. It's sad to see him go. He was good friends with my uncle. And Scott DeMore as well, my cousin. He was friends with Scott's dad. He was a local policeman as well, so definitely deserves a shout out here on the Wind City Sports Podcast. Rest in peace to Mr. Len Skinner. That's all this week on the Wind City Sports Podcast. My name is Drake DeMore, and I'm here every Thursday with a brand new episode of the Wind City Sports Podcast and radio show on CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit, 12:30. Radio show, you'll hear some highlights from our podcast interviews. Lots of local sports news, if there is any, and some good music here on the Wind City Sports Podcast. You hear the full, uncut, unedited version of interviews, local athletes, coaches, entrepreneurs, and much more. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at @WindCity_sports, as well as our YouTube channel, Wind City Sports YouTube channel. We're on Spotify, iTunes, and anywhere podcasts are found, or directly on WindCitySports.com for the podcast. Give us a subscribe and a review on there, please and thank you. And again, you can follow me, Drake DeMore, on Twitter and Instagram at Drake DeMore. But until next week, smell you later.
Quarantation, isolation, separation, segregation, insulation, seclusion, solitation, alienation. Confidation, ostracization, hospitalization, exclusion, dissociation, sequestration, desertion, single.